God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Truth About Temptation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. How's he going to do that? Let's read it backwards. How's he going to deliver us from evil? By not leading us. If he's not leading us into temptation, where's he leading us? Away from temptation, out of temptation. Oh, hallelujah. But here's the thing. It didn't say, drive us not into temptation. What did it say? See, the Lord is not the good cowboy. And we are not his cattle. He is the good shepherd and we are his sheep. How many understand there's a difference? Cowboys drive the herd. Shepherds lead and the sheep follow of their own volition. That's the way he does us. He's not going to make us go where we should go. I don't care how long you've walked with him. I don't care how much you think you know. I don't care if you're a preacher and 50 years in the ministry. It makes no difference who you are. He's not going to make you go to the right place at the right time. He will lead you if we'll follow. And here's where the Lord said, pray this. So we ought to pray it. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but what? Deliver us from... How many of that sounds to you like not falling? It sounds like not sinning, not failing, not messing up your life. Why? It has to do with being led. Somebody say glory to God. That's why he said in Galatians 5:16, walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now go to Romans 8. Oh, thank you, Master. Romans 8. Now one thing we talked about last time, and it's something that the devil is such a liar, we said sin is real, sin is a deceiver, sin is a killer. What the devil lied to Adam and Eve about, and he's lied to everybody since, tell me what he told them. What did the devil tell them? You won't die. What did God tell them? You will die. What does Romans 6:23 say the wages of sin is? Death. Is there such a thing as sinning without dying? Is there a degree of sin or a form of sin where you can do it and get by and no death? There is no instance. There's no case. It's a law of sin and death. Somebody say law.
Law.
You sin, you die. Now that doesn't mean you just fall dead physically. Actually, I believe it's Young's literal translation says, the Lord told them about the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He said, if you do it, dying you shall die. That's the literal. Dying, you shall die. And how many know that's exactly what happened to them? When they did, they died inside and they begin dying every other way and eventually they died physically. Dying, they died. And one of the definitions of death is loss of life. How many understand when we sin, we're going to lose something? Inescapable. Something's going to die. I mean, you don't have to be, you know, too brilliant. Just look around and see people are sinning. Are things dying in their life? Relationships, confidence, success, business, opportunities, you know, their own bodies, their own minds. The Lord didn't tell us don't sin because He wants to spoil our fun. The results of sin is death every time. But see, the devil keeps telling the same lie to every generation. He told the same lie to millions of people today when He was tempting them to do something they knew was wrong, and He's telling them, you won't die. What do you mean? You won't get caught. It ain't gonna catch up with you. Nobody will know. You'll get by with it. How many understand there is no way you can sin and not die? I says, well, I know people that have got by with it. No, you don't. You don't know anybody that's ever got by with anything. Well, yes, I do. No, you don't. This life ain't the end. Some things come out in this life. Other things come out in the next. Nobody gets away with anything. You either pay the price for your sins, or there's another way. Oh, glory to God. There was somebody that came and paid the price for your sins. And if you'll believe and receive what He did, then it's already paid for. But it ain't that you got by with it. It's that He paid for it. Oh, come on. Can you see this? And if you or I keep sinning and don't repent and don't change our lifestyle, we're going to have death in our life. Inescapable. Now the Lord would spare us that. He would lead us in a way to where we're not into temptation, but we're delivered from evil. Romans 8. This is wonderful all through these verses, but skip down to verse 10. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life or alive because of righteousness. You know, our body has not been born again like our spirit has been. And our body has death working in it. Our body has died. Dying, it shall die. From the moment a human being is born, they're headed towards death. And you know, this is all we've ever known, so we're used to it and we think this is it. But no, one of these days, the glory of God's going to hit this body. And it will no longer be subject to death. It'll be immortal, incorruptible, no more tired, no more age, no more wrinkles, no more dirty, no more anything to do with death. You understand, dirty has to do with death. Dirt and filth has to do with decay. Something that's dying and stinking. And the reason that that's in this earth is because sin came into the earth. And the Bible says, and death passed upon all men because that all have sinned. Everything's messed up on the planet. That's why we got too much rain in some places and not enough rain in other places. And it's too hot in some places and too cold in other places. People say, well, it's an act of God. Nope. Well, God knows what we need. He knows we need too much rain. No. No. God is not pleased with floods. He's not pleased with drought. He's not pleased with hurricanes and earthquakes. The Bible tells us that the whole creation is groaning and travailing. Why? The planet itself is just like our body. It's where it came. Our body came from. The planet's dying. People talking about save the earth. The earth's not going to be saved. She's dying. Just like us. There's no need in hastening it, you know, any more than you need to. But, you know, the planet is not going to be saved. The Bible already tells us that the elements are going to melt with fervent heat. And we're going to have a new earth and a new heavens. Hallelujah. Because this one, even the atmosphere, the first heavens above us, and what we call space out beyond us, has been contaminated and defiled by the sin of man. And it has to be removed and done away with and replaced. But soon and very soon, it's going to happen. I said, it's going to happen. Aren't you glad you're on the right side? Aren't you glad you know who's in charge of all that? And who's going to bring all that to pass? He calls himself in front of the Father, your brother. How many claim him as your brother and as your Lord and as your master? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Keep reading. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies, death-doomed bodies, by the Spirit that dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh, for if you live after the flesh, you'll die. But if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. So we pull this verse out to talk about being Spirit-led, but it's in the context of not living a flesh-dominated, sin-dominated life. How are you not going to walk in sin and failure? You walk in the Spirit, and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That doesn't mean you walk around kind of halfway in a trance. It means you follow the leading, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they're the sons of God. If we follow the leading of the Lord, He's going to have us missing the devil's setups and stages. The devil might have worked for 6 months or 5 years for a setup to have something that would appeal to your flesh to intercept you when you were weak on a day when you're not doing good, and He's got it ready for you to fall and you to sin, but the Holy Spirit led you 2 days ago to not even be in town. Oh, come on now. Come on, can you see it? He's got you somewhere else in the middle of the will of God, up to your eyes obeying Him, and you totally missed what the devil had set up for you. And it's not just like you have to wake up every morning going, don't sin, don't sin, don't sin. I'm not going to sin. Don't sin, don't sin. Oh, no, there it is. Sin, I'm not going to sin. No, it's not just, you know, trying to fight against sin. Walk in the Spirit. Obey Him. Stay fully occupied with Him. Fully follow Him, and He'll have you at the right place at the right time, missing those setups. Can you say amen? Amen. How do we not fall? How do we not fail? How do we not sin? Follow the leadings of the Lord.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Safe from Sin, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R903G. That's R903G, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today. And be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.